Allah stands, a tiny bubble appeared. The first grains of sand in the form of a bubble. And from this sand spread throughout this world as we know it. Very interesting point again, let me share with you. What is the building called, my friend Abdullah? Kaaba. Am I right? Now Kaaba, what does Kaaba mean? There's a meaning for that. Help you understand, inshallah. Allah says in Quran Sharif, when you make your wudu, wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bain, wash your feet up to the, what do we say, quickly, ankle. Remove the word ankle. What is ankle in Arabic? That portion of your leg that is bubbling out. So your ankle is bubbling out. Kaaba, singular. Kaabain, where your double bubbles of your ankle are. Bas. So that Kaaba is called Kaaba because the very first bubble of sand appeared. There it goes. On that very same spot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the construction of the Kaaba Sharif. It goes back to right up to Adam alayhi salam, in fact even before that. But let's move in between. The Kaaba remained from Adam till Nuh alayhi salam. The floods came, Allah removed the building. Between Nuh alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam, there is no building but the site is there. History records all the Anbiya that came after Nuh alayhi salam, they were still required to visit that site. No walls, no building. The site is there. Go around that site in Tawaf. Then there came a period, a gap, a very big gap, where nothing remained at all. No humans, no animal, no bird, no tree, no water, nothing. Kalas chutti. And again we go back to history, what we find. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ya Ibrahim, take your wife, Hajra, and your son, Ismail, and leave them in that area where you will be directed. Again, long story short, he was brought by the angel to this particular ground and spot. As a matter of interest for you, sorry, it's the wrong time you're using for my particular bayan, but let's see how far we can go. When Ibrahim alayhi salam came here with the angel, he was flying on Burraq. Burraq is the animal Allah used for Miraj night. You must be thought that Burraq was that animal only used by the Nabi. No, Anbiya used it before. He is flying with the Burraq, Jibreel on the side, Ibrahim in the front, Ismail in the center, the infant, Bibi Hajra in the back, and they're flying. And he was told, you will leave your child where you will be directed to do so. As they're flying over miles and miles of land and towns and villages, each time he saw a village, Ibrahim asked, Ya Jibreel, is it here? He said, no, further ahead. And finally, when they circled over the land of Makkah, the land of Bakkah, we, mashallah, most of us are floating in the plane. See? Normally when we enter our city, as we come to land, it makes one tawaf of the city. Close your eyes and look back. We are in that valley, surrounded by mountains, deep valley, hollow, not one blade of grass, not a drop of water, no human, no animal, no insect, no fly, no mosquito. And they circle on the top. Jibreel says, here. What must have been the feeling in Ibrahim's heart, alayhi salatu wasalam? I must leave my wife and child here in this barren land, which is without vegetation, no drop of water. Yes, the thought did pass the mind. What was the heart's condition? Did he accept that, or was there any reservation or reluctance on the part to leave the child and wife here? Quickly. None. He was a personality, Allah refers to him as Muslima. One who always submitted to the will of Allah. And Ibrahim's life, this was his second trial. The first trial was the fire. We don't want to go into that. There he was involved personally alone, the fire story. Here it is now, his only child and most beloved child. And let me tell you something, my friends. Ismail alayhi salam was born in that part of Ibrahim's life when he entered old age. And when his normal physical exercise, you may call it, failed to produce any result, all failed, what did he do now? Quran says, Rabbi habali minas salihin. Happens to me and you too. Some problem from drama, we'll apply all the asbab. When all the asbab fail, what do we do? We say, Naba Allah, you Malik, Teri, whatever is your hukum, I accept. Okay, he did that as well. And he made the dua. And he's not making dua for just one child like that. He's got a reason. Right now in this dunya, there's only one Muslim, and that's me. And my two wives. I'm leaving this world. Oh Allah, how I wish you grant me a child who will follow in my footsteps, who will promote your deen, who will promote your tawheed. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, I ask you from your side to grant me a pious child. When we make dua, when we pray, Mawana Kasim sahab, we make dua like that. I don't think so. Martake, mashallah. Before, Allah give me a pious child. In fact, you must thank those ulama ikram who, after performing the bridal couple nikah, they say, Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma akhrij minhuma dhurriyatan tayyiba. And we say, Amin. We don't even know what he said. Imam sahab, Muli sahab, Qadi sahab is saying, Ya Allah, from this bridal couple, produce from them naked and pious children. We supposed to be like that too. So Allah, give me that kind of child. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. The dua went up and same time was replied. Right, you got it. I will give you a pious child. And his smile came. The child is not even crawling, my dear brothers. And what is the command now? Leave him there in that place. When he leaves him there, he is now the slave of Allah's command. He leaves them and he's gone. And definitely in the heart, the thought is there, how will they survive? Definitely. But it doesn't bother him. He is the master, I am the slave. Who am I to question him what he wants? Roughly 10 years later, what happens? Allah says, Ya Ibrahim, go and meet wife and child. When he comes after 10 years back here, again on Burraq, when he comes here now, it's a big city. Thousands of people. Homes, mashallah, and whatever. Now, after so long, when you meet your beloved child, what's going to happen? There is a phrase I learned in class tomorrow. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. He missed his child after 10 years. What happens now? That love for the child suddenly comes like one flood. And here was a man whose heart originally contained only love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when the child was born, love for the child came in. So there is mixed here now. Allah 90% example, and son, how many percent? 10. Allah says, I don't like it, Ibrahim. Your heart is the container of my love. I see problem there, Ya Ibrahim. Now sacrifice a child, go and leave him there. Right? Proved his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Back again 100%. Now after 10 years when he missed a child, now you can imagine, absence made the heart grow fond of one of kya hua. If I said 10% the first time, now I will say 50% came in now. Now there's a clash of love between the love of Allah and love of child. Allah says, hey Ibrahim, I don't like that. Now we have to sort you out, we have to make you a ilaj now. And Ya Ibrahim, I want to show you. Ibrahim is not hearing those words, please mark me. Right? Unspoken words. Ibrahim, we have to sort you out now. Yes, definitely you love me more, but right now your heart has become filled with the love of your son. And I want to show you, Ya Ibrahim, your love for me is far greater than the love for your child. And I'm going to help you prove it. And what's that? Inni ara fil manam anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara. Allah showed in the dream, oh my son, I saw in my dream I'm running a knife over your throat. Ya Allah, problem now. And the father was ready to do so. The wise father asking the son, because the son is going to be the participating partner. My son must also be able and willing. I am ready to slaughter him. He must be ready to be slaughtered. Long story short, they are the Mina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws for us that particular scenario. Father ready to slaughter, the knife is sharp. Son is ready to be slaughtered, mashallah. What does the son say? Quran doesn't speak here, but we go in tafsir. The son says, oh my father, you are ready to slaughter me. I am ready to be slaughtered. Perchance, oh my father, it must not happen that when you put the knife on my throat, perchance, your love for me may prevent you from proceeding ahead. So Allah, oh my father, the best thing for you to do now, put a blindfold over your eyes. And oh father, do something else. when you put the knife on my throat, before that, turn me around upside down. When you make kurbani of the animal is sideways. Then when you put the knife on the throat, we turn that so with the neck can, the throat can pick up so the knife goes smoothly, am I right? Now can you imagine now you're making kurbani of animal and the animal head is down. Anybody made kurbani like that? There's the head there, make like that, icona. He said, my father, do that to me. Why, my son? He said, my father, simply because, again, perchance, while I've asked you to take your precaution, perchance, when you put the knife on my throat, you got the blindfold that you're not seeing me, I may suffer the waswasa. That what kind father? This butcher is your father, putting knife on your throat. And I may resist. I don't want to see your face. My father, you don't see my face, I don't see your face, and let us fulfill the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take care. Allah now draws the scene. Falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabin wa nadaynahu ayya Ibrahim qad saddaqat ar-ru'ya. Allah draws the scene here. Learn something from A.R. Khan today. Falamma aslama. Look at these words. Aslam, Islam, Muslim. Aren't you and I Muslim? Don't you follow Islam as our deen? What's the meaning of these two simple words? Musliman, one who submits to the will of Allah. Islam, total submission to the will of Allah. Now what are the words here? Falamma aslama. Allah says when both of them submitted to the will of Allah, he was ready to slaughter, he was ready to be slaughtered. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. And the son was lying face down on the ground. And the knife is now on the throat. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And he called out to him, "Hey Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Indeed, you have fulfilled the demands of your dream." What did he see in the dream? Did he see beyond cutting the throat? All he saw was knife is on the son's throat and the knife is moving. That was the dream. Chapter close. Allah brought that to reality. And Allah, Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Indeed, you have fulfilled the demands of your dream. We go next chapter. This kissa is khatam. Now Allah says, "Ya Ibrahim, I want you to build for me on the site that will be shown to you my house." وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. And we direct Ibrahim to the actual site. Now let's go back. Nuh alayhi salam, Kaaba vanished. Many centuries passed, Allah knows how long. The wind, the sand and the dust did his job, and the foundation of the Kaaba is now totally covered for centuries. Yes, many Anbiya came and made tawaf of the site, but no building. Allah says, you put the building there now. Jibreel came down, one fan, two fans of the wing, sand is blown away and the actual foundation is now exposed. Father and son must now build. You know, I don't think many of us ever gave it a thought, and I'm going to help you give it a thought now. The land of Makkah, theke, not one tree. When we need a ladder, my friends, what do we need? Timber. Not one tree here. Where's your ladder? Acha, we got metal ladders to mashallah, aluminium, eh? Show me one ladder here. Ekbar. Second story, mashallah, look at this building here. When these people bought this particular building, they dropped it down, put it up. Look at the bridge, mashallah. Eh? Ibrahim alayhi salam is going to put a building there with these bricks. With that hard rock, granite rock, you have seen it. Haji Abdullah, you have seen it. Eh? And they're all one size and one shape. Look at the mammoth task in front of him. Put up a building with the material scattered all over and all different sizes and shapes. You and I will say, Allah, hada mushkil. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa. Allah, what is this? Na mushkil here. No ladder, no material, no concrete, no cement. How? My friends, yaad rakhna. That's the sabak here for us for today, inshallah. Musliman is he who submits to Allah's will without question. No matter how difficult or impossible it may seem, Musliman will say, I will do it. All Allah wants from me and you is the koshish. You do your part. Ibrahim alayhi salam, father and son, only these two. There are thousands of people there, but only father and son will now employ the muscle power to put up the building. You imagine how long it must have taken for them to collect sufficient rocks and boulders and line them up one above the other to put up the walls, four walls around. Come on. Then of course when they reach a certain point, I told you before, no ladder, neither wooden ladder nor steel ladder. Now ab kya karenge? Here is the point, for example, say that height, now about 2 meters maximum, or maybe more. And now he cannot go beyond that. Now what does he do? He stops. Ya Allah, that's how far I can go. Now what is above that is beyond me. Allah, I resign to you now. That's when at that crucial juncture, Allah sent down the special rock from Jannah, which had got special powers. Allah says, Ibrahim, stand on that rock. And that rock will be your elevator. You will control the movement, the lifting, left, right, center with your mind, carry on. And there's the structure is done. Allah only knows, we got no record how long it took. How long it took, only Allah knows. The building is ready. No man in the history of insan fulfilled that kind of mission up to that point in history, the likes of the mission of this father and son here. What an achievement. You and I will wait for award now, Nobel Prize. You'll be all excited. Chati Pulivya, mashallah, Allah, I did it. Yes or no, Holy Sir? But Allah shows us here, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَائِيلِ. When they raise the foundation, father and son, father the Imam, son the Muqtadi, they're making dua front of Baytullah. In total humility, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَسْ سَمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh Allah, with your tawfiq I put up the building. No achievement of mine. No credit to me. It's your grace and your mercy. Now that Allah, the job is done. Taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept our effort from both of us. Subhanallah. What a nice sabak. Look around us. Examine your heart. You and I have done so many khidmats of deen in different ways. We feel very proud by it. Take the greatest sabak from here, the greatest Nabi of Allah up to that point in time is displaying extreme, intense, total humility. Allah accept it. And where is standing, my friends? Front of? You're sleeping. Front of? Baytullah. Now we learn something else here. Standing front of Baytullah is a location for dua acceptance. So, he takes advantage of that. He makes another dua. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Who's standing here, my friends? Only two. Who? Who? Father and son. I'm a teacher. Come on, man. Who's standing here? Two. Father and son. What was his condition when he fathered that child? Quickly. Old age, eh? Is there any chance for him to father another child? Biologically, physically, doctor is sitting here to mashallah. No way. That time they don't have those, all those dynamites, ne? Mashallah. Yeah. It's only him and him. And look at the dua. Rabbana waja'alna muslimain. Oh Allah, make both of us Musliman. Were they kafir? I'm asking you. Make us Musliman. We go back to the meaning there. What's the meaning? Make us of those who always until death remain submitted to your will. Me and my child. And Ya Allah, do us one more favor. Through this child of mine, bring about a nation who will be Ummat Muslima. Rabbana waja'alna Muslimain. لَكَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Are you with me, my friends? From my child here, produce a ummat Muslimah, and whole nation must submit to you. Nalla, we put up this building here. What must we do here? Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allah, we put up the building. What's next? Show us what to do, and that's what you call Hajj. I'm not going to that, no time for that. Take care. All right. He makes a third dua, and this is the most important dua of the whole lot. Allah, definitely, I'm in front of your building. Accept my effort that I have done. I ask you, Ya Allah, to create an ummah, Muslima, from my son here, Ismail. Allah, that ummah, Muslima, that nation, that zurriya, will require, quickly, a Nabi and Rasul. Allah, I am asking you, through that same dhurriya of mine, produce from the one Rasul and send him to that same ummah, to the same people. Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasula minhum. Allah, send in this ummah, a Muslimah that's going to come, a Rasul from among them. What's the role function? Yatlu alayhim ayatika. He will recite your ayat, your kalam. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. One is to recite and one is to teach what is in there. وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Teach them wisdom and how to apply the laws. وَيُزَكِّهِمْ. And purify them from all evil, all filth, all napaki, be it physical, material, spiritual, the works. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Now something very nice came out here, my dear friends. Where was Ibrahim standing? From the Baytullah. And Baytullah is that area, Haji Abdullah, we all teach, place where Allah accepts the dua. And I'm sure father and son must have been standing by the black stone, by Multazam, I'm sure. And the Master told Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that anybody who stand by Multazam make dua, Allah guarantees granted. Okay? Now see something here, my dear friends. After making the dua, now to see the result of the dua. You know how long it took for the result. Dua got accepted. But the result of the dua, the actual materialization, took 5,000 years. We make dua this side before Biramatika, we see the result here. Am I right? Huh? Allah is showing you here. One is you making the dua. Second is either accept the dua or reject it. But 9 out of 10, more than Allah accepts. But our problem, we don't understand the meaning of the word acceptance. We think acceptance now, dua ya mangi, and we saw the result here. No, there is something else. We are like small infants in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a bayan on its own. Okay, we are taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every Musliman that makes dua, Allah accepts it. But the realization, the appearance, the result, one of three things will happen. Long story short again. Either Allah will give you what you ask for. If the thing is not good for you, Allah will replace it. Or, not good for you now, but later, Allah will give you later on. Or, the fourth one, Allah will give you nothing here. He'll make khazana there. I'm sure you know all that. Time has run out, my dear friend. Inshallah, we'll try and come back some other time soon if I'm invited again. And I'm sure you will be inspired by now. But the most important sabak for today was what, my friends? Islam, Muslim, submission to Allah's will without question. When a Musliman is commanded to do something, he must not have this attitude of why, who, what, when. There's it here. Look at examining Ibrahim Salam. Ibrahim, leave them in the desert. Yes, sir. Ibrahim, slaughter him. Yes, sir. Ibrahim, build that building. No material. Yes, sir. And Allah called him, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa. He was a man, one, but a nation on his own. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my coming here this afternoon. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those that are going for Hajj, inshallah, including myself, Allah make the journey easy for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all obstacles. May the safar be easy. And more important, Allah must help us to conduct ourselves in a manner Allahumma inni asaluka ridaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Dua after haram. Allah, we ask you for your pleasure. We ask you for jannah. And we ask you for protection against your anger and against the fire. Allah, give us tawfiq to conduct ourselves in a manner where we will earn your pleasure and where we will not earn your displeasure. And may we come back and be a model, be an example, and be a source of hidayat to others out there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.